Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Raise your hands to the Father and give Him praise, give Him worship. Exalt Him right now. Magnify Him. He alone is worthy to be praised. Somebody exalt Jesus. Come on, exalt Jesus. Raise your voice and celebrate Him for His goodness over our lives. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Come on, give Him praise. Come on, give Him praise. Come on, give Him praise. Come on, raise your hands and give Him worship. Oh, Mama Mia. Come on, raise your voice and worship Him. Come on, worship God with me. Amen. Lord, we worship You. We bow before You, Lord. We say You are worthy of our praise and worthy of our worship. Take Your glory this morning. In the third service, take Your glory this morning. In Jesus' name, let everybody shout a big amen. Come on, put it together. Do it better for Jesus. We thank God for the third service. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You want to go into God's word. I want you to say to yourself that I believe it all my heart. That I am at the right place. At the right time. In the right church. Serving the only right God. And I know that is right. Jesus is all that I need to have all my needs met. Amen. Father, we thank You this morning as we have come. Bible says that the entrance of Your word giveth light to the simple. This morning, let Your word come in power. Let it come in strength. Come, rejuvenate our spirit towards
good works. We pray that may we be revived and be strengthened. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody be seated in the presence of God. Amen. What a blessing. I didn't feel you. I say, what a blessing. Hallelujah. This morning, we want to look at the subject, overflowing the supernatural life. Overflowing the supernatural life. In Proverbs chapter number 23, verse number 7 says that as a man thinks, so he is. As a man thinks, so he is. Wow. As a man thinks, so he is. No one thinks like a vulture and command the dignity of an eagle. No one thinks like a vulture and commands the dignity of an eagle. You are who you think. The mindset that you carry determines who you are. Your thought patterns determine your life patterns. There is a story of a lion that was born among sheep. This lion lived among sheep for so long a time, thinking that he was also a sheep. He went to the fields to glean on the grass like the sheep. He followed them, did everything that the sheep does. Then one day, as the sheep went to the water side to go and drink, this lion also went there. And as he was drinking, he saw a reflection of himself and saw that he looks different from all the other animals among which he finds himself. Then his perception started changing. And after all, I may be behaving like a sheep, but I'm not a sheep. I am born to be a lion. Sometimes you may be born into something, or you may be born to become like somebody or like something in life, but not until you begin to develop the right mindset and see yourself differently from the way people are seeing you or the way you see yourself, you will not be able to live the kind of life that God wants you to live. We are born as children of God. The Bible said that I have said that ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High God. God is a spirit, and God gives birth to spirit beings. And therefore, as he is, so are we. God is the supernatural. So everyone that comes to him must also live the supernatural life. In Mark chapter number 16, verse number 17 to 18, Jesus made us to understand that and these signs shall follow them that believe. We are made to be followed by signs and wonders. These signs, because that is who we are. We are not born of the flesh, but we are born of the spirit. And them that are born of the spirit must carry a right supernatural mindset. As you see yourself as a natural man, you are limited by natural limitations. But as you see yourself as a supernatural, you are able to embrace the supernatural life. There is a life that God has depicted and God has given to everyone that comes into him. We call it the Zoe life. the life that exists in God, when this life comes into you or comes upon you, it makes you live like God. The devil comes to your life to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said that I have come that you would have life and have it till it overflows. That is why we must know who we are and live according to who we are. You cannot be something and give out different things. You cannot have the mindset of a vulture and live the dignity of an eagle. As children of God, we must live as God lives. Your amen is weak for me. I say, as children of God, we must do what? Live as God lives. There were people in scripture who lived the way God lived because they had the supernatural mindset. They had a mindset that said that anything is possible. Anything is possible with God. No matter the circumstance, the challenges, the perplexities, and the vicissitudes of life, anything is possible with God. No matter what I face today, anything is possible with God. Let the odds be against me, anything is possible with God. Let everybody say that it cannot be possible. I'm telling you that anything is possible with God. Anything is possible with God. Anything is possible with God. Say to yourself that anything is possible with God. Therefore, you must begin to have the right mindset to possess the right things in your life. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, verse number 18 to verse number 20. Jesus made an emphatic point and said, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Verse 19, he says that every tree that bringeth forth good fruit is hewn. Now, any tree that does not bring forth good fruit is hewn and cast into the fire. But the 20 says, wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. By their fruit ye shall know them. You are what comes out of you. If you are made up of good stuff will come out of you. If you are made up of bad things, it will definitely show. But I thank God that we are made of God. Oh, come on, look at you. I say we are made of God. We have the life of God in us. And therefore, we must live like God lives. Jesus walked on the surface of the earth full of signs and miracles, full of wonders. The Bible says that everywhere he goes, he was doing good. Everywhere, people were getting healed. Miracles upon miracles. Why? Because the life of the Father lived in him. And he shows it, makes it known for all to see. I believe it is about time we must live the life of our Father. We must let our life depict who we are and what God has made us. Even in these trying moments of our life, in difficult times like this, this is where our God must prove himself strong in our life. We must avail ourselves for God to move in our lives like never before. Is somebody here with me? We saw example in Daniel chapter number 3. In Daniel chapter number 3, verses number 12 to 30, concerning these three Hebrew boys. The Bible says that one day the king Nebuchadnezzar made a molten image or a golden image, and then the Bible says that he set up and then decided that everybody must bow down to this molten image, and whoever refuses to bow down, that person will be sentenced to death. And not just any ordinary death, but then the person will be placed in the furnace of fire. And the Bible says that these three Hebrew boys have been taken into captivity, and they've gone to serve in Babylon. And the Bible says that because of who they are and because of what they are made of, the kind of mindset that they carry, that and they believe in the word of the Lord that says that thou shalt not have any other God apart from me. And therefore they refused to serve Nebuchadnezzar and his molten image. They refused to bow. Then the Bible says that they were thrown into the fiery furnace of fire. And I believe we know the story, how God supernaturally delivered them from the fiery furnace of fire. And those, even those who had to take them into the fiery furnace, got burned. But then in the midst of it, they saw. The other day, the next morning, the Bible says that the king himself went to see how far the people have been. And when he got there, the Bible says he peeped through the holes and saw that there were four men placed in the fiery furnace instead of three. Now they realize that there is another person added to the three. But this kind or this particular person doesn't look like a man. He looked like a son of God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when we have the supernatural mindset of God's ability to deliver us, God proves himself strong. These three boys did not just believe in God, or they did not just think that God would deliver them, but they came to a point to be able to visualize how God is delivering them from the hands of the king Nebuchadnezzar. And the Bible says that even though they had believed in God, they came to a point to realize that even if God does not deliver them, they will not bow to the molten image of the king. And indeed, God came through for them. I came to encourage somebody in these times in our lives, as we are going through certain pains and certain trouble, as we are going through chaos, confusion, failure, disappointment everywhere, I see God coming through for you because of your mindset that you carry about God, that he is a faithful God, he is a deliverer, that irrespective of what happens, he's coming through for me. Job says that though he slays me, yet will I serve him, because I know that my Redeemer liveth, and at the end he will show up for me. It doesn't matter what I'm going through, I know God is coming out for me. God is bringing me out of the fiery furnace. Somebody may have been placed in a fiery furnace. There is heat all around you. Maybe it has been increased to the highest degree, but I see God turning it into an air-conditioned atmosphere. For somebody, in the name of Jesus, it could be your financial crisis. It could be your job. It could be whatever. It could be a family crisis. It could be that something somewhere, somehow, has become the trouble. But this morning, I came to let you know that if only you carry the mindset that God is coming through for you, he will never fail you. Just as he came through for the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he's doing same for your life. I said he's doing same for your life. I said he is doing same for your life. Is somebody here with me? So you and I must understand that these boys were confident of their deliverance from the fiery furnace, and God came through for them. I want you to know that God is faithful. The only way you and I can experience the supernatural flowing through our lives is when we begin to think like God. When we begin to do what? Think like God. How do I think like God? Somebody may be asking. Think of what God has said. Begin to visualize it. See it happening in your life. Listen, they did not just say that, well, whatever happens to us is will happen to us. Well, everybody's suffering from coronavirus, and there's the pandemic everywhere, and people are struggling everywhere. So it's normal if you are struggling. Hey, God is telling me to tell somebody that in this season you are going to prosper them all. Oh, unless you don't believe it, I'm not here to just encourage you. I'm here to put spirit of life in you. Hallelujah. God says that when men are cast down, there shall be a lifting up for you. He's turning your story around, changing every situation, turning things around in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only did we record such a powerful incident with the three Hebrew boys, but also in the life of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul is the one that said that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Which means that there were times that he felt weak. There were times that he felt so low in spirit, emotionally. There were times that he had nothing with him. He went so bankrupt to the extent that he could not even cater for his immediate needs. But he's the one that in the midst of the difficulty said, I can do all things. I don't know about you this morning, but I see you coming to the point in time in your life that you will not consider the negativity, the troubles that have surrounded you. But you will come to a point in time and say, I can do all things. Oh, I can do all things. I can do all things. And as you begin to declare and begin to have that mindset, you and I is coming to a point where God is manifesting proofs with your life. There shall be proofs for your life. You will manifest the supernatural like never before in the name of Jesus Christ. So Paul in Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 13, declaring, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Now let's look at Acts chapter number 14, verse 11. This same person by that mindset. You see, the fact that he declares it doesn't mean it is done. You must have the mindset and the fortitude to be able to make it happen. In Acts chapter number 14, verse number 11, the Bible says, and when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying, in the speech of the Lyconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. Oh my God. I don't know about you, but this morning I decree and declare that this shall also be your testimony. There is nothing that will be too difficult for you to achieve. Oh, come on, look at you. I said there is nothing that will be too difficult for you to achieve. There is nothing that will be too hard to come to you. I can do all things. And it became a reality in his ministry. Men saw Paul as what? A god. He said that, look, the gods have come down to us. Like what? In the likeness of man. I pray that by your fortitude of mind and the right mindset that you carry about the proofs of the supernatural, may God show up in your life for men to testify. May God show up in your situation for God, for men to testify that the men have come down. The gods have come down in the likeness of man. May you be a god to somebody. Oh, come on, I wish I have the right church. I said, may you be a god to somebody. I said, may you be a god to somebody. People will look at you and will be so strange that how could this be possible? How could this happen? How were you able to come by this? On what grounds could you be able to achieve such a thing? The gods have come down in the likeness of man. So is your testimony. They thought that was the end of you. They thought you could not achieve it. They thought you could not come up. They thought that all that they said was to kill you and to shatter your dreams, but the gods have come down in the likeness of man. I came to let you know that you can do all
things, whether there is coronavirus or not. If you are starting a business, start it right now. Whatever God is telling you to do, come on, keep on doing it and do it right. You can do all things because you possess the supernatural mentality. Your life must be a life of signs and wonders. Oh my God, I'm not retreating. I'm not standing there. I will not look at who is looking at me or who is watching me for me to fail, but I will move forward. I can do all things because the gods, listen, the people did not make mistake. They never make a mistake. They understood the reality of who Paul is. The kind of thing that he was doing was a proof that he is not a man. He's not born of a man, but he's born of God. Let there be proofs in your life that you are born of God. Oh, come on, look at you. If unbelievers are struggling, you are also struggling. Let there be a proof in your life that you are a child of God. When they are complaining, you too cannot complain. Let there be a proof that indeed you are born of God. Come on, I wish I had the right people to shout. Oh, look at you. You think I'm not seeing you. You don't cover yourself with a mask and not shout. Is somebody here with me? I'm speaking the mind of God to somebody. In this season, we have 6 months to the end of the year. God is about to beat some of your expectation. God is going to surprise you. I'm telling you, I said God is going to surprise you. You know why? You are going to be an agent of change to the world. Oh my God, oh my God. Why? The gods have come down in the likeness of man. You will step at the workplace and you tell them that the gods have come down in the likeness of man. You step at the marketplace and you say that the gods have come down in the likeness of man. Why was he called? Because he was full of signs and wonders. He was supernatural. Everywhere he went, the supernatural was going with him. The Bible says that these signs shall follow them that believe. Don't leave this house without a sign and a wonder following you, because that is who you are. You don't need to beg for it. You don't need to pray for it. It is part and parcel of the package of your salvation. Anyone that comes to believe, you are entitled with signs and wonders. That does not make you the so-called prosperity Christian that people are trying to tout and trying to paint black. Let me tell you, the Christian religion is a prosperous religion. And anybody that comes to believe in Jesus Christ, one of the signs of your life is that signs and miracles, wonders must follow your life, because the gods have come down in the likeness of man. I wish I have the right congregation here. I don't know who came to church, but I'm not looking out for you. I came to let you know that the gods have come down in the likeness of man. I am the supernatural. I am the supernatural. Wow. Paul, all his life, lived the mindset of the supernatural. So, everywhere you go, I can do all things. I can do all things. No matter the challenge, I can do all things. Let everybody speak evil, I can do all things. Let them fight me, I can do all things. Let them say whatever they want to say, I can do all things. Whether there's coronavirus or not, I can do all things. Hey! Why? People explain it further. When they saw the things that Paul has done, from today I decree and declare as a prophet of God, from now I charge you that may men see the good works that are coming out of your life. Only few people believe in the word of the Lord. I say may men see the things that God is doing out of your life. And let them come into agreement and say that the gods have come down in the likeness of man. May the life that you live be a strange life to somebody. They wouldn't understand, because they wanted you to by now be crying and be suffering and be struggling.
He wanted even your church to have collapsed, your ministry to have come to an end. But later did they know that we carry the supernatural mindset, and therefore we can do all things. May nothing be impossible with you. I say, may nothing be impossible with you. I want you to leave here this morning knowing that you are a God, and you have come here in the likeness of man. Somebody be on your feet. Be on your feet. Raise your hands and celebrate God. Kabadabashan. Raise your hands to the Father and thank Him for His word. Open your mouth and say, Lord, I thank you for what you have made me. I thank you for making me the supernatural. I am the super. Come on, declare, I am the supernatural. Come on. If you don't declare, nobody will declare. You see, you there's one thing to be born something, and there's another thing to walk in it. Today we are taking the steps to live in the overflow life. To live the life of the supernatural. To live like God. To live like God. To live like God. Thank God that I am the supernatural. I am the supernatural. Can I hear somebody pray?
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.